So, very excited. We are getting ready to launch season 5 of Hashtag Gen Z. And it, you know, it's not really a season of Hashtag Gen Z if I don't welcome back Corey, because at this point, you know, the joke is if you've done it twice, it's a tradition. Well, if you've done it 4 times, then like you really can't. And so as we're prepping, certainly I figured, well, let's welcome back Corey for a little bit of a teaser of what's going to go down in season 5 of Hashtag Gen Z. And to just give it a little bit of a way, Gen Z is going to work. And so that's really what the focus of this season is going to be. And I figure it'd be a great opportunity to have Corey come and give a little bit of an update on some of the stuff that we've been working on. First of all, Corey, how have you been? What you been up to?
You know, all this Gen Z stuff, I'm telling you, I love it. We're just constantly swirling around. Every time we get a great idea, we make it happen. And that makes a very long to-do list, but a very exciting partnership.
I will say, I always walk away with a fuller to-do list than a shorter to-do list when I spend time with you. But that's a good thing. That's a good friend to have. But you know, we have grown up with Gen Z is what it feels like. My career has certainly evolved with Gen Z. And so it's just fitting that now that Gen Z is turning 28, if that makes you feel old, it makes me feel significantly old. They're turning 28 this year, which means they're solidly in their careers. Like they are the young professional age. So to me, it feels very fitting that this season we're really getting into exploring the world of work for Gen Z, both hiring, developing, training Gen Z, managing Gen Z, but then really how they're navigating the world of work in terms of managing the structure of work, managing the ways that they are working with others, whether that's supervisors, bosses, and colleagues. But I want to give you an opportunity to give an update on some of the stuff that we're working on, specifically a special little project. So what's something that we've been kind of cooking up behind the scenes, Corey?
Well, Megan, I love that you say a little project because
it's never little. I'm sorry.
I guess it's all in context, right? I guess this is just a small side project we're doing, which is studying all the generations in the entire workforce in the United
States. Casual.
Yeah. So actually, this is fun because we're venturing into looking at all kind of the four main working generations, which are Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, and Baby Boomers. You know, while we know that there are some maybe silent generation or maybe even GI generation that might still be alive, they're probably not in the workforce as actively. So we're looking at four main generations. And I think what's really important is we've kind of, you know, been looking at Generation Z from the perspective of either how other generations interact with them or how they interact with other generations. And now we're going to be looking at how each generation interacts with each other. So this may include things like, you know, how baby boomers might supervise millennials. And so really kind of outside of a little bit about what we've been doing, which is really exciting for us because it's always good to have a much bigger context about the landscape of industry, right? In the world of work, to be able to even be able to make as many hypotheses and ideas and theories as we, you know, come up with in our data support. So this is going to be a really fun foray into all that is generations.
Absolutely. And I think some people are like, well, are you abandoning Gen Z? I'm like, no, I could never.
I could
never. We're not doing.
I have a Gen Z kid. I'm always going to have my big arm. I got a big Z in the background of my
I know.
My screen.
We can't, like, we're not abandoning Gen Z. It's more that if we really want to understand, to be able to shake up this really critical, I would say, environment that they're about to walk into for the next, let's say, 50 years, we have to understand it from the get-go. And so I think that that's the way that I look at, we have to understand all the generations and how they're working together, because we're also, as a society, working longer into our lives. Like, realistically, we're living longer, we're working longer, we're retiring later. And so we have to understand that. And the world of work is evolving faster. So I'm certainly very excited. It's going to challenge us in new ways to learn about other generations. I know I'm certainly excited to, I know that Gen X doesn't get as much love. I'm definitely a Gen X fangirl because they don't get as much love out there. So I'm very excited for not only this study, which anyone listening, anyone with ears, really, anyone with ears that is working in the United States can participate. You can head over. We've got an interest form floating around social media. Please feel free to fill that out. I'll put that in this show notes for this teaser episode, and you can participate. We would love to have you be a part of our study if you're, again, working in the United States. That's the qualifications to participate, but all generations, all industries are welcome to be a part of this study. But Corey, as usual, thank you for being here just to hang out for a few minutes. But we will certainly be back soon with a full episode and an update on kind of some exciting things that are going on related to Gen Z and really all generations and the things we're working on.
All right, great. Thanks, Megan.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.